Two men have been jailed for 4.5 years each for selling hundreds of Kodi-type illegal streaming devices. The member found guilty of conspiracy to defraud. They were sentenced at Newcastle Crown Court. Excuse me, I've got the burps now. They were sentenced at Newcastle Crown Court in England. Some of these Kodi-type boxes allow you to stream movies, football matches, other sports events with them. There's the burps again. I've got the hiccups. Without a subscription. People who have these boxes in their homes believe it's okay to break the law when they see this as a victimless crime, taking money from huge internationals, multinationals. The sporting pundit Stephen Beacom with us today. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Well, I've got the hiccups now. This is the next of it. And the sports fan and commentator Heidi McAlpin. Good morning to you, Heidi.
Good morning.
Well, it's not a victimless crime, Stephen.
Well, it's not anymore, that's for sure, because these two guys who've been now named as the Kodi Box criminals, they have been jailed for 4.5 years each. Stephen, this is a huge issue, actually, across Northern Ireland and across the world. Recently, there was a poll across Canada, and out of 100,000 households, it was found that 1 in 10 households were using Kodi Boxes. And you'll probably find it's a similar number in Northern Ireland. Now, the issue here is that the Premier League and UEFA, from a football standpoint, are determined to stamp down on this because there's so many people now that are screening their matches for free because they've got these Kodi boxes. And Premier League and UEFA now say it's illegal. And I wonder how far they're going to crack down on this. I've obviously gone for these two guys over in the northeast of England because they were making an absolute bag full of money out of it. But will they now crack down on the regular Joe that's out there listening to your programme? It's going to be fascinating.
You've
got to
have sympathy, Stephen, for the likes of Sky and BT. They're pumping millions of quid into buying rights, and then they've got these people ripping them off.
Well, I have a degree of sympathy, but I also have a degree of sympathy for the people who are out there as well, Stephen, because it's hard to earn a living out there, it's hard to get jobs, and people are thinking this can save them money. But it could cost them down the line, because there's no doubt about it, the authorities are seeing this as illegal behaviour now.
Scamming is the new national sport, whether it's benefits, insurance, dodgy emails and phone calls. I mean, you cover stories like this all the time, Stephen, and none of it is right. And I'm all for sticking it to the man, David versus Goliath and all that. But look, this is the way broadcasting is going, and there's really no point getting yourself into trouble to try and trick the system for a free football match or a big boxing fight. I know that apparently the Anthony Joshua fight was streamed illegally by hundreds of viewers who were traced, prosecuted and fined. So, I mean, what is the point? I say go to a wee local league football match, Stephen, and enjoy it in the flesh.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see, you know, there is a system out there, and whether you like it or not, and I know that footballers get paid in an inordinate amount of money. It's really not right, but that's a different issue. And it is a business, and you don't have to pay to watch these matches or any sport, big sporting fixtures. The Masters was another one. I know that.
Do you think these punters deserve
free? But I mean, people were also paying for Sky Golf to watch.
Do you think though? Do you think though, Heidi, these punters deserve to get done by the big multinationals if they're caught using a Kodi box?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you can't have a rule for people that disappears whenever it's up against a big multinational making money. I mean, the multinational is employing hundreds and thousands of people and keeping them, you know, in money, in employment, and providing them.
Although you, Stephen Beacom, only have
a faceless big behemoth of an industry.
You, Stephen Beacom, only have a degree of sympathy.
No,
well,
I
do have
a
degree of sympathy.
And it's different in my craw to think that I'm paying money for satellite television and to watch various sporting fixtures and all the rest of it, and other people are getting it free.
But Stephen, go on, Stephen.
I have a degree of sympathy with the big multinationals, and Heidi's right, you should go and watch your local football matches as well. What I would also advise is this: to phone up Sky or BT, because they're so desperate for your business these days, you can negotiate a really, really good deal. I think people, whenever they see the price, they just take it as read. So I would say to people today, get on the phone, treat it as if you're buying a car, and go in and barter like crazy, because you will find that they will put the price down for your subscriptions.
Oh, look, there's the music. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, everybody. I'm in a good mood today. Let's see if that can last for the next, I don't know, 2 hours while I remain in the BBC building in Broadcasting House, Ormeau Avenue. Oh, I think I'm slightly crazy today, actually. I'm slightly dangerous when I'm crazy. I do things I shouldn't do. So hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. 9 o'clock, BBC Radio Ulster. Have a good day, everybody. See you later. Bye-bye.